The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
I know it's cloudy in large parts of the country, a bit of sunshine peeking through here and there. But despite the unexpectedly inclement weather, people would have made their plans, they'd have done the shopping, and the barbecue will be out and cleaned. So we have some advice for you. Holly Dalton, should I say, has it. She is a chef and the director of Conbini Condiments. Holly, I mean, people would be wondering whether they should do it at all. Do it under a parasol, maybe, holding up an umbrella, an Irish barbecue.
Exactly. I think the first thing about barbecues is there's kind of two rules. Number one, don't kid yourself. You know what I mean? Like, look outside. It looks kind of okay-ish now. In my mind, it looks fine for a barbecue. Unless it's like dark clouds looming, I think you're going to be okay. But there's definitely some things that you can do to kind of make your barbecue kind of foolproof. Like you said, the parasol umbrella, that's key. Like, if you don't have that, you're playing with fire, like quite literally. Also, I always have like some shawls on the back of chairs, so you're not like running in and out if it starts to kind of get a bit nippy. Another thing that I often do is I'll have the barbecue outside and I might like swing the patio doors open. So you're kind of half in, half out. You might be like sitting near the door. Maybe the barbecue's outside. It's kind of a hybrid dining experience. Another thing I do is never have all your eggs in one basket. Like, okay, what if you start the barbecue? Because first of all, we all know, when you get a barbecue going, it takes ages. You know, the coals need to get white. When you light it, you might not be eating for like 2 hours. Okay, so that's, you know, that's a big thing. And a lot can happen in 2 hours. A lot can happen in 2 minutes with Irish weather. So I always also have the oven on. It's like, okay, maybe I'll do the carbs or the veg in the oven, and I'll do the meat on the barbecue. Mm. But like, what if, say, you're ready to go? You know, you've got your burgers, your sausages, you've got your steaks, whatever, ready to go on, and like the heavens open. People are already hungry. People have already been waiting for possibly 2 hours since the barbecue is lit. So have the oven on, like, and preheat it. I normally do that. Like, you can turn it off. Obviously, if it's a beautiful day, don't have the oven on.
Yeah.
But if it's, you know, any day in Ireland,
are there certain foods that you will always, you know, some people always do a bit of the chicken in the oven first and then they lash it on the barbecue. Or I know some people and they, like, boil sausages are kind of disgusting, but they do actually boil them just to get them cooked through and then they lash them on the barbecue for that little bit of crispiness. So you don't end up with the kind of the blackened sausage with a raw interior.
I think the thing about barbecues is we don't really get to have them all that often, so people don't really know how to do barbecues. Like, no disrespect to, you know, Ireland as a nation. Like, you know, we love barbecues, but we don't do them that often. And basically, when you have a barbecue, generally you're going to have one area of the coals that heat up faster, and that's going to be like the very hot cooking area. And then you're probably going to have another area that's like cooked slower. So what I do is I will find the least hot area and I will start my meat there. And obviously you can't just leave them to it. Like, you have to be turning them all the time. And then when you think, okay, they're nearly done, move them over to the hotter area to get them like nice and crispy. And the number one thing I would say, if you're going to have a barbecue this weekend and you don't want to take any risks, because, like, you know, the boiling sausage thing, grand, but then you're kind of creating two jobs. And like you said, boiled sausage, is there anything more unappetizing than boiled sausage?
It's despicable. I mean, people who advocate for coddle, I mean, boiled sausages, they should be put up against the wall and shot.
It's the bleakest. It is, and sausages are delicious. So it's like, what are you playing at? But get a probe. That is my one piece of barbecue advice. If you can take away anything from anything I've ever said ever, get a probe. Get a probe. They're not expensive. You're not going to be taking, you know, any chances. So like a digital thermometer. So you can probe your meat. And basically, if it's above 72, it's cooked. And like, there's nothing worse than, you know, you think, okay, everything looks pretty, you know, nice and colored. It's probably done. You take it all off. You cut into it and it's like, oh, okay, this isn't done. I have to throw it all back on. You know, it's a total mess. So if you have a probe, like, the probe is not going to lie. You buy it, you calibrate it with boiling water, and then you're good to go. And I use it with barbecuing. Like, it's the first thing that comes out. It's like, okay, are there batteries in the probe? Grand. We're good to go.
And I'm going to ask you before I let you go, and you've kind of given the game away a little bit, but coal or gas?
It has to be coal, doesn't it? Like,
does it gas, though? Like, gas so handy.
Gas is handy. I get it. But, like, if you're going to use gas, just cook inside. Do you know what I mean? Like, we all have electricity.
Yeah, but Holly, my wife frowns at me when I drink standing at the oven during the day. So at least when I do it outside, you know what I mean? It's kind of, it's all bets are off then.
Al fresco, you know, whatever. Like, it's anyone's game at that stage. But I always do coal. I just love coal. Now, maybe it's not the best environmentally thing to do, but it's coal through and through. Like, for me, I've never owned a gas barbecue. And when I go to other people's houses for barbecues and I see they're cooking with a gas barbecue, I'm like, oh, okay, all right. It's kind of like the Barry's Lodge.
Ouch. I'm just thinking of your friends listening to this. Think, Jesus Christ, I had Holly over last weekend for a gas barbecue. Anyway, listen, Holly, it's been an absolute pleasure. As always, good advice there. Shawls in the back of chairs, invest in the parasol, have an indoor-outdoor plan. Hybrid is the way to go. Holly Dalton is a chef and she's the director of Convini Condiments.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.